friends, we are continuing our previous shiur. We saw the assertion of the great Gaon, Rabbi Chiel Yaakov Weinberg, that even an onus that's not direct, meaning it's not a goy threatening a Jew, either do this aveira or I'll kill you, is also an onus. Even a case where a person needs a refuah, and he's choosing to do this aveira for a refuah, that's also considered an onus. And the Mefarshim wanted to resolve with that yisod that there's a chilek between onesim, that only when it's a direct onus to do this ma'isa aveira, only then it's considered an onus. But if it's for refuah and the like, then one is doing this aveira where he's not being directly forced to do the aveira, he's just choosing to do it in order to get the refuah, that's not considered an onus. That explains the Rambam why one is punished in the latter case because he's choosing to do the aveira, whereas not one isn't punished in the former case where it's a direct onus because he's not choosing. But Rav Weinberg rejects this, and he says any type of onus is an onus, even if it's for a fool and the like, and therefore that wouldn't be a good resolution of the Rambam. So he proves this from the Ramban. The Ramban, and we'll dedicate this shir, L'schus Yedid Nafshi, Rav Shimshon Yitzchak Arbor Shlita, Yedid Nafshi Rav Aaron Yisrael Fight Shlita, and Yedid Nafshi Rav Avram Avram Yisamris Shlita, Heim B'chol B'nei Beisim Chol and Ilfim Yilehem. The Ramban in Sanhedrin at the end of Perek Ben Sora Mora writes that even the onus of Pachad Misa is called an onus. Even when a person is afraid of dying and he's doing this mice in order not to die, that's called onus. What's the raya? So let's see. The Gemara in Sanhedrin 74b gives two answers to the question of why Esther wasn't Moser Nafsha Lemisa. Abai says because she was Karka Olam, because she was passive. And Rava says because it was Hanas Atzma. Achashverosh didn't do it so Esther would do an Avera. Achashverosh did it because he wanted pleasure. Achashverosh was a pleasure seeker. But therefore it wasn't necessary for Esther to be Moseres Nefesh because it wasn't Lahavir Aldas. It wasn't to transgress her an Avera. It was for his Hana, and therefore it was Mutter for her. Or the other answer is she was Karka Olam because she was a woman. She was passive. She wasn't the active member of the of this Maisa. So active participant, so therefore it's that was her heter. It's well known the sheet of the Balaam Or, who concludes from the tshuva, from the answer of Rava, that if the guy is mechavin lahanas atzmo lo lahavir al adas, there's no din of yahar gval yavor, even in the aver chamor of gilei arayos. It's according to Chazal, Esther was an eishes ish. The Ramban of the Milchamos is masig from the Gemara that says that a man became lovesick and he said, you know, he wants to sleep with this woman, otherwise he's going to die. And the Chachamim said, no, let him die, not sleep with her, at least let her stand naked, they said, the doctor said. And he said, no, Chachamim said, can't do it, let him die and not stand before Aruma. And this is talking about even though he was Mechavin Lanos Atzmo. So from here proves the Milchamos, the Ramban, not like the Balaam Or, because you see here it's not a direct onus, nobody's forcing him to do it, and yet he still has to die. So how can the Balaam Or say that if a person's mechavin lanas atzmo v'lo lahavir al adas, that it's usser, it's mutter, one doesn't have to die. Here he had to die, even though it was lanas atzmo that he wanted to do this avera with this woman. Yet Chachamim still said that he should rather die. So you see that even if a person's mechavin lanas atzmo, he still should die. And even though the onus, according to the Ramban, even though this onus is not a direct onus, nobody's forcing him to sleep with this woman, and yet it's still called an onus according to the Ramban. He writes, maybe vim toimar shiny asim lekon salitza. Maybe there it's different. You know why it's usher? Because there's no onus for the woman. There's no onus for the woman, and that's why it's usher. Had there been an onus for the woman, it would have been mutter, like the Balaam Or says. As long as there's onus, You're allowed to do this aveira if it's lanasa atzma, but here there's an onus for the woman. But the answer is no, says the Ramban. Since he's onus, and it's mutter for him, it's also mutter for her. Just like for a chole, you're allowed to be machal Shabbos for the chole, even though it's not for you, it's for the chole. You're also, she's allowed to do the aveira for him, al tzonis, because of his onus. And he says also in Psachim that you're not allowed to be misrape from Gila Raya Shvichos Tamin Avodah Zarah. That's called an onus, because as long as there's an ibud nefesh, as long as someone's going to die, that's called an onus. And even though it's lahanas atzma. So he writes beferish that sakanas ibud nefesh mi Yisrael, anytime somebody's going to in danger of dying, it's called onus. And that's not like the Achronim want to say, no, that's not called onus. He says it's called onus when someone's in danger, or someone's life is in danger, even though the onus isn't to do the Maisa Avera, it's still called onus. And you see that even though it's Lahanas Atzma in our case, it's still forbidden. So you see that if it's an onus, but Lahanas Atzma, it's forbidden. Not like the Baal HaMoru says, that if there's onus, Lahanas Atzma is permitted. So Tutosis Yuma 82b, in the name of the Shiltis, Rabbi Chai, Gon, they ask, how is it possible to have onus of Gilei Arayos, where it says Yaharig Val Yavor? No such thing as onus, ain't Kishu El Ladas. And those answers, when somebody wants to be Misrape, when someone wants to be healed. So what do we see from here? That Refua B'chola Sheish Bo Sakana is called an onus. So chola sheyesh bo sakana. And he wants to heal himself with one of these averas. So this is called onus. I is enki shuel adas. Yeah, but the onus is that he's sick. So you see that according to Tosfos, onus isn't directly an onus to do the avera. Onus is even if someone's life is in danger. So that proves not like the Achronim from this Ramban. Prichadosh and Biur Malashonus Rambam is mitaritz the steer in the Rambam that we mentioned at the outset. That how can it be? And one of the Rambam says if there's onus and one does one of the gimel averus, he's not punished. And then the Rambam says if he's misrapi with one of the gimel averus, he is punished. So the Prichadosh writes, even though one of the we is misrapi and his life is in danger, but if he's healed from it, he's not punished. Why not? He is punished. Why? It's onus. The Prichadosh says that Shaini Bansu Shamisa Vadois Im Lo Yavor Vatzala Vadois Im Yavor. In the case of Ansu, when the Goy forces the Jew, then it's a Vadai. If he does the Avera, he'll be saved. If he doesn't do the Avera, he's going to die. So therefore, he's off the hook, he doesn't get punished. But by Refuah, it's a Suffolk. Suffolk Yisrape, Suffolk Lo Yisrape. And therefore, Beis Din punishes him. So writes the Merkevas HaMishnah, the Gabe Misrapin. It's a play on the pasuk, a paraphrase of Hashlecha Hashem Lehafu V'Uyichal Kalecha V'Uyirapecha. But the chayr it's shver, because be'inyan pikoch nefesh, there's no difference between vaday and suffik. So how can the Merkavah submission of the Prichadosh say no? Since in the case of refuah, it's only a suffik, he's not allowed to do it by pikoch nefesh. There's no difference between suffik and vaday. So it would appear that what the Prichadosh wants to say is that in the case of the Rambam, you can't patrim out to ones, because if there's a suffix in the etzimus toelis of the refuah, that's not called an ones to patr him from Gila Raya Shvichos Damin Avodah Zarah. When is there going to be a het there? There's only going to be a het there if it's Machmas Yiras Hariga, there it's an ones gamur. Where it's the guy's gun is put to his head and somebody says, sleep with this woman or I'm going to shoot you. So there it's a vaday. So there he's allowed to save his life. But in the case of refuah, there, since there's only a suffix, whether it's going to be beneficial, that's not going to patter him in a case of Gilei Arayos. So what's the difference between that and that it's mutar l'chal Shabbos even b'safik sakana? So the answer is There here it's permitted. There it's permitted because of a chai behem. But here there's no v'chai behem, and the Gimel Averus is no v'chai behem, and the three Averus is no v'chai behem. So we want a patur maltzonis. No, no, no. We're only going to patur maltzonis when it's a vadei refuah, not when it's a suffik refuah. When it's a vadei refuah, seder, you're an onus, and you're definitely going to have one when you're definitely going to be saved. If you're definitely going to be saved, we're not going to punish you for doing this sin. But if you only might be saved, so what's a vadai? The avera is a vadai, and being saved is a suffik. So that's not good enough. I on suffik pikoach nefesh were matir. The answer is suffik pikoach nefesh is mishum v'chai behem v'lo shi yamas behem. And in the three averas there is no v'chai behem v'lo shi yamas behem. So that is the yishuv of the pri chadosh. So in the case of misrapin, person gets punished because it's only a suffik. In the case of ones, when the guy is forcing him, he's not punished because it's a vade, he'll be saved. And based on what we've been saying, that ones mishum pachad misa is called ones, we could be yashiv the steer of the Rambam, based on what it says in the sefer Divrei Yirmiyahu, which is a sefer in the Rambam, of Rabbi Yom and Rabbi Yom and Wolf. In the fifth parak of Yisori HaTara Lachavav, after he also brings up the Svar of the Achronim, that's Machalik between Onis and Hatzalah, where he's being forced directly to do the Avera, or he's doing it in order to save himself. And after he brings the Torah to the Pri Chadosh, who's Machalik between Vadai and Safek, he concludes that in Dine Daraisa there's no room for these Svaris. Because Onish Misa we only find by Hasra that a person's Mamish Mezid. And sof, even by misrapin, the person's poel, miyuras hamavis, he's not doing this b'mezid. In the Torah, we find onshin only when there's zadon leiv. We don't add on to what it says in the Torah. According to the Divrei Yirmiyahu, the Rambam writes, misrapim she'onshin also based in onash haroilo. It's talking about makas mardus. So in other words, it's both onus. It's onus and it's the guy is threatening his life, it's onus if he's very sick, but we're talking here about makas mardus. By misrapim we give him rabbinic malchus, like the Rambam writes in the 18th parak that if a person wasn't a kabbal hasra, then muta and onus are equal. And somebody who wasn't a kabbal hasra is begeder mute. Somebody who wasn't mekabel hasra is like somebody who's making a mistake. And therefore, when somebody makes a mistake, so you can't give them Malkus Doraisa. So why then is there going to be Malkus Mardus? So like the Rambam says there in the aforementioned Halacha and Hilchos Sanhedrin, that we give somebody Malkus Mardus when he to be a Frishe Meisura, to separate him from Avera. So when a person heals himself in the Gimel Averas, in order to teach him that he shouldn't be doing such things, such naughty things, we give him Akas Mardus, but he's not Mamish Mezid. But he's also not Mamish Ones. So there's not an Ones Gamor. There's not an Ones Gamor because he didn't have to do this Maisa. In other words, when it came to the guy is forcing him, that's Ones Gamor, the guy is forcing him to do this Maisa. Or because of the svar of the Pri Chadosh, that when it's vadai, he's allowed to save himself. But here in the case of misrapim, where it's only a suffik, or he wasn't directly forced to do the avera, so in a chinami, he's not getting malchus min haTorah, but he's still doing something wrong. We still want to be a Frushim Esur, it's still more of an Avera, so therefore we give him Makas Mardus. So this is all on a Dirabbanan level. That's what the Dirva Yirmiyahu is telling us. It's all on a Dirabbanan level. On a Doraisa level, in both cases it's considered ones. Just on a Dirabbanan level, as the case of Misrapim is worse, we give him Makas Maradis Lafrushe Meisura. So this concludes this series where we're talking about this whole inyan of ones. And if you look in the Sefer Chidushei Hagon Rabbi Chil Yaakov Weinberg in Sanhedrin and Simon Samach Aleph, so here he has a lot of Gevaldika footnotes. I skipped also a little shtickle on what Rav Weinberg himself said for the simple reason that I didn't understand it. But he has a lot of Gevaldik footnotes. Rav Weingartz, Avraham Abba Weingartz, who writes the footnotes to the Sefer, is mamish a tremendous Talmud Chacham and very, very clear. So it's a tainuk to read and to learn. So I definitely recommend it to one and to all. And Emir Tzashem, we should be zoche to see neflos gedolos mitaras Hashem, and obviously to revisit this fascinating sugya, because there's just a welt of Torah to say about it. So please, my sweetest friends, I ask that you stay tuned. Shalom, shalom.